Sawate. Welcome back to the Dungeon Diaries. I am your hostess, Queen Titania. On today's episode, I'm going to go back to a topic I haven't discussed in a few months, and that is financial domination. Today, I wanted to discuss my own personal philosophy of financial domination, which is one reason I think many people see it as a quick buck and quickly find out that it's not. It's anything but. And that's because people go into financial domination acting like, well, a stereotypical phone sex operator. When you see the posts I described in the last episode, or you see the profiles described, where doms talk about what a little picky you are and how they're going to drain you and wallet rape you, the kind of language they're using is the kind of language you would use for someone who calls you on Night Flirt, looking to be, quote, financially dominated. In reality, you're talking to someone who wants to jerk off to the ideas and concepts, the words related to the financial domination fetish. They don't actually want to engage in financial domination. They don't want their finances dominated. They don't want to be used financially by a dominant any further than being told that they're going to be used that way for $2, $3, or $4 a minute. That's not really the fetish of financial domination. That's sort of the trappings of it used as jerk-off material. And you can make some money that way. I'm not saying you can't. But to really take on a slave with a financial component, there has to be some reasoning behind it. You have to know why you're doing this, why it's important to you that they hand over that money, and why it's important to them. I'm going to basically lay out why I think I'm successful in this particular fetish. And that's because I don't treat my slaves who have a financial fetish or even a financial angle to their domination beyond the tribute required to serve me in a session. I don't treat them like pigs. I don't treat them like the scum of the earth. I don't think you can get into the kind of lifestyle control that's required by true financial domination if you think that way. I don't think you can last for more than a few hours telling someone how worthless they are. Instead, to me, financial domination is at its most effective when this is someone you truly like dealing with, but they accept your superiority, and they see the best way to repay your dominance, your control, your guidance. The easiest way to repay that is with money, because money is the true token of power in our society. When you're engaging in true financial domination, you're taking very personal control. But to me, you're not doing it by force. You're doing it by the power of persuasion. You're doing it because both parties know that it's the right thing to do. That deep down, there's a feeling that this is how money should be transferred between the two parties. That this is how the arrangement should go. there's still a thrill to it. It's still a bit of a turn-on. Or maybe a lot of a turn-on. But it's not the kind of generic, bland, pay-piggy type conversation that you would expect when you go on FetLife. Instead, there's mutual respect, or at least mutual understanding. There's an understanding that the Dom cares and understands. There's the understanding that the Dom deserves something. There's the understanding that the sub isn't going to try and tell the Dom what they deserve, what they need, how the slave can best serve. Instead, the slave understands that the best way a person can serve another goes back to when we all turn 11 or 12, and we're tired of toys, and all we really want for Christmas is money, because we've gotten to a point where we want to spend it on things. We don't just want dolls or video games, action figures, or fake kitchenware, easy bake ovens. No. We just wish we'd get gift cards and money. Because we know the utility of those things, and because we're children and we lack, well, the social graces to realize that no one just wants to give money. People want to put thought into the gift. People want the gift to be personal. People want to see the gift being used for years to come, not to just be spent thoughtlessly, to vanish into the ether. And with financial domination, there's also the other. There is the chance for meaningful gifts that are enjoyed for years. But, in the end, we understand that that money has such a utility, has such a power, and that while we may go about our day-to-day lives pretending that it's not that important, in the end, it is. And to serve that way is the ultimate form of servitude. To serve that way, it's not embarrassing. It's not humiliating. At least it shouldn't be. It should be noble. It's allowing a fetish artisan to go about their lives in a way that enriches all of the kinky people out there who don't want to get involved in the lifestyle scene. It involves allowing them to go about their lives, continuing to enrich you, the submissive who has this fetish and has this desire to serve. That's why, in the end, there's just so many ways this can be broken down. I'm not saying I have the right answers. I'm just saying that this works for me, because this is what I truly believe. To me, that's the beauty of financial domination. That it goes back to something so intrinsic about our society and can lead to such a realization inside of people. Such a realization that this is, in fact, the most useful way to serve. Because let's look at it from another angle. Often when I get requests from slaves who can't afford sessions, they try to barter. they realize, either overtly or subconsciously, they either admit it or they try to hide it, that they're offering me something that's less useful, that I'm less apt to accept. They're admitting that money is my preference. What they don't realize is that it's my requirement. But they're trying to offer an equal trade, or at least something approximating that. They're trying to equal their labor, to convert their labor into a monetary figure. But in the end, they're trying to equal that monetary figure. Of course, they just don't realize that they can't without money. But in the end, they're recognizing the supremacy of King Dollar. They're recognizing that that is important, and that they have to try and do something that's as good as money. They have to go above and beyond. But in the end, they're just wasting my time, because I can get that already. I'm not advertising. I'm not running a dungeon. I'm not doing all of this to get what I can already get in the lifestyle scene. Instead, in financial domination, you're seeing people who are able to free themselves and just give in a way that's looked down upon. The humiliation is because, well, men who are used as sugar daddies, who are taken for all they're worth, they're looked down upon. They're seen as weak. They're seen as being used. And in this case, they're just accepting that fate. But here, in reality, you're not being used. You're being made useful. You're being taken control of in a way that helps you make more useful decisions, more practical decisions. Your entire wallet may be repurposed. Your spending may be changed so that you can be more productive and you can make your dom happier. And through that, you can find happiness. You're accepting some very, very important lessons. And you're not trying to get away with something. You're not trying to take advantage of a situation. You're just giving someone exactly what they want. You're admitting that you don't have power in this equation. But for the chance to offer up something that has great utility in this society, and through that, your lack of power is made up for, you can hand over that power to someone who controls you, who makes you feel so weak. It doesn't really matter what your philosophy is, as long as it's what you truly believe. As it's the true reason that you're doing this. As long as you honestly believe why you're doing this and why people should serve you, you can find some success. But if you're just trying to fulfill the stereotypes of a fetish, you're basically walking into a very crowded marketplace. And you're basically just providing wank fodder. So, why not do something else? Why not go somewhere where there's a bit of a market inefficiency? Right now, in financial domination, the only market inefficiency is the truth. It's thoughtfulness. And so unless you have a unique take on it, and a true belief why you are deserving, other than some contrivances that you've read on Color Me or FetLife, you might want to do something else. With that, I think I'll wrap up part two of Financial Domination. I hope that was useful. It really isn't that hard to figure out what your personal philosophy is. You just have to be honest with yourself. That's part of the problem of relying on clichés. Clichés allow us to hide the truth. And in doing so, we're less attractive because we're not being honest. It's difficult to admit, to put yourself out there, to be straightforward. It's very easy to just cover things up with clichés, to cover things up with what you see out there, you see other people doing. But in the end, do you really believe? Do you really feel with your entire essence, your entire dominant persona, your DS center, you believe in just a few clichés and nothing more? Think about it, and I think you'll see the truth. I think you'll find that just admitting why you're into this, why people should serve you, and what you do with not just the money, but the power, will be far more rewarding emotionally and financially. So with that, I'll see you soon. Ta-ta.